I'm in need of a bit of barbecue counseling. This is my third trip to North Carolina, and like I'm sort of trying to figure it all out, and I got a question for you.
Okay.
First time I went to North Carolina, I went to Lexington Barbecue and a couple places around there, and I liked it, and I appreciated it, and respected it, but I didn't love it, because it tasted to me sort of like sloppy Joe. You know what I mean? It was pork on a bun with a lot of slaw, and I mostly tasted the vinegary sauce and the slaw and some pork, but it didn't have the luxury for me of the barbecue I'd associated with the Deep South. You know, the kind of rib barbecue and that kind of, like, to me it's a little uniform, a little bit light, a little bit undistinguished in the meat flavor. This is just my opinion. And I was trying to like it and trying to appreciate it and ate a bunch of it. Didn't really get it. Second trip to North Carolina, I had your book and you mentioned getting Side Brown. Went to Lexington Barbecue and ordered it with Side Brown. It was like a revelation.
Yeah.
It was like, wow, this is three-dimensional. It's got depth now. It's got these crunchy things.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, it's, you know, they're trying to keep this thing going, but it's all about numbers, too, you know. And they tend to, you know, you get a volume. Even at these really good barbecue places, you know, they're going for volume a lot of times, you know, and so. But at Lexington, you can always get, you know, what you want. You ask for it.
So I was at Lexington Barbecue in the Side Brown, and I looked around me, and I'm like, now I got it. I feel like I'm really a North Carolinian.
Yeah.
And I looked around the room, and nobody else was getting Side Brown.
Yeah.
I'm the only one.
Yeah.
I thought I was, like, joining
yeah.
a society,
yeah.
and it was just me.
And by the way, if you really want to talk about it, it's outside. Outside Brown.
Outside Brown.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Outside.
Outside
Brown. Don't ask me what the difference is. Now, see, here, you can't special order.
You can't.
No, you can't. And that's one of the, not every place, but Lexington Barbecue, you can.
So anyway, so I went up to the waitress afterwards and I said, why isn't everybody getting Side Brown, outside Brown?
Yeah.
And she pulled me aside and she said, because if everybody gets it, there won't be enough for everybody.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, so they,
these are incredible. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yesterday we were eating around North Carolina a bit and I was getting, you know, outside Brown everywhere. And I was finding that I forget what it was, but we went to a place and they gave me tons of outside brown, and it was kind of dry and overcooked and stringy because it was on the outside, you know. And compared to the regular barbecue, which is itself luscious.
Do you want to share?
And then I started wondering if the reason I like the Side Brown is because the regular barbecue in Lexington Barbecue is maybe a little bit uninteresting, and that some of the other places are more interesting and you don't need the outside brown. That's my latest theory, and I just want to check it with you and see what you have to say and learn from what you have to say.
Well, I think the problem is more one of, I mean, look, this is just me, but I think the problem is more one of texture. Even if you don't get the outside brown, I always ask for coarse chop, you know, rather than just the uniform. And most of the places tend to chop it a little bit too much. The better places, see, this has been hand chopped, and you've got some chunks in there, and you've got some that's more shredded than others, and you can sort of, to me, that's just more interesting.
For sure.
Okay.
So you think it comes down to the question of hand chopping?
Can I ask you the